We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the last few words on Zayin Amud Beis. We are continuing explaining the pasuk in Kehelas that says, "Im keya abarzel v'huloi ponim kilkel v'chayolim yagber v'yisrein hachsher chochma." So Rosh Lakish Omar, in Re'isa Talmud, if you see a student, Talmud Koshalov Kabarzel, he has a hard time understanding his learning. Rashi says the reason is because there's a lot of kashas. Which means it's hard like Barzel. He has a lot of kashas, he can't understand his learning. You know what the reason is? B'shvil Mishnasai She'enis Dura Alav. It's because he doesn't have his Mishnayas set up. And Rashi says two reasons why this could happen. Either he doesn't remember the Mishnayas, therefore he doesn't know how to answer his kashas, or he has the wrong girsa, the wrong words he has. So that is why he has so many kashas. Shnema v'hulay ponim kilkel, because hulay ponim means he doesn't have clear the shmua, he doesn't understand it. Mishnah is called the face, it's before Gemara. Hulay ponim, he doesn't have the ponim kilkel, he's having a lot of mistakes, he's having a hard time understanding. So maita kante, what's the etza? The pasuk ends off. Which means he should go back to yeshiva to learn more, and with the talmidim they'll all help him out, and he'll remember all the mishnayos that way. Which means it's even better if in the first place he got everything clear, then he won't have kashas. Ki hodra shlokish have masadim aslisim arba zimnim k'negra abom yemshit the Torah. Rosh Lakish used to chaza over his Mishnayis 40 times, like the 40 days that the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Va'ala Kavedi Rabbi Yechanan. He only went in front of Rabbi Yechanan, learned Gemara, like Rashi says, only after he chaza over Mishnayis 40 times, connected to 40 days that the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ravad Ba'ava, Mesadim Asita Esra Abazimim, 24 times, connected to Torah and Neviyah Meksuvim. Connected to Tanakh, the 24 Svarim, he chazed it 24 times. Ba'ala Kamedi Rabbah went in front of Rava. Now, Masha points out, the Bishlam 40 days, you understand the Dimyum, because Moshe Rabbeinu chazed it 40 days, so you do 40 days. So 24 with connected 24 Svarim, it's just a number, it's just a simon, it's not really a beer, why would you chazed it 24 times? But I guess it's episode simon, and that's why he did it. Rav Amar, Re'isa Talmud, Talmud Kasha, Lav Kabarzel. If you see a Talmud, a student who has a hard time learning like it's iron, Bishvil, Rabbi Sheinim Adlai upon him. The reason is because his Rebbe is not giving him save upon him, is not taking a major interest in him. Shenem, it says in Pasuk, V'hulay upon him, Kilkel. He wasn't getting the face of the Rebbe, he wasn't getting the savor upon him, the smiley face from the Rebbe, that's why he doesn't understand it so good. Ma'at Kante, Yarbav Vareim, bring a lot of friends to talk to the Rebbe, and that way they will convince the Rebbe to be nice to him. Shenema v'chayolim yagber v'yishchayol yagber. Bring the chayolim, bring the student, you know, all the students, the friends, to convince the Rebbe. Then it says v'yisrein hachsher chachma koshkin hukshem aysel free Rabbi Makara. And it's even better if, in the first place, the Rebbe gave him a save upon him. That was even better. Now we'll go to another pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "If yishoich hanochosh beloy lachash, if the nochosh bites a person beloy lachash, pashtah means that there was no one to stop it. Usually, there are these people who have a certain lachash, they say a certain incantations, and that stops the nochosh from coming. But ve'in yishoich ba'alosh, and that's the pasuk says. We're going to tie it like this: "If yishoich hanochosh beloy lachash, yishoich ba'alosh, and reisa dor shashmayim mishtachim kinechayshus." If there's a generation where the sky is rusty, there's no rain coming out of the sky. Mishtachim kinechayshul har talamata. You know what the reason is? B'shvil loichashay lechishos she'im bedar, because they're missing people with davening shmoneh esrei properly. Ma'ita kantam, what's the takhana? Yelchu etza mishyadei alochash. Go to someone who knows how to davening shmoneh esrei. Dechsev yagidu alav reyay. Which Rashi says, "Spal of chaveroi, bring go to a friend who knows how to daven. He'll daven for you." Ve'ein yisrael lebal haloshin. The taitch is like this: if someone knows how to daven shmeres, ve'ein aleiches, he doesn't do it properly, that is not good. Mahano yeshloi. What's he worth if he could daven and he doesn't daven properly? What's he worth? Ve'im lochash v'loy nena ma'itakanti. Let's say he daven shmeres good, he doesn't get answers though. What should he do? You should go to the tzaddik of the dar, the yarba love a tefillin. He will daven for him. Shenema says in the pasuk, the tzav love mafgia. And what does mafgia mean? Ve'im pegiel tefillah. Pegiel means tefillah. Shenema va'ato alto spal ba'adam hazeh. Val tiso ba'adam rino. The tefillah val tifka bi. Don't daven for him. Yeah. So that's, you see, tifka loshen of davening. So if his tefillah is not answered, you go to the tzaddik. also if someone damaged b'esrei, and you know what, it was mekuyim who make his diet their love, and then he gets a little haughty, he says, "Wow, my tefillos are good." Maybe af loylam, that brings anger to the world. Shenema, it says mekana af al oylo. Someone who's a oylo, who's a balgaiva, is mekana af. He's koina. That's Tosfos learns. He's koina. He buys the af, the anger. It's not a good thing. He brings anger on himself if he's a balgaiva. Rav Amar, Shnei Talmidei Chacham Yoshim Beir Achas Veinoichim Zeh LaZeh BaHalacha. Two Talmidei Chachamim who live in the same city. See, the pasuk says we're now in a different drash in the pasuk of Makna Af. The pasuk says Yagid Olav Reyoi Makna Af Al Oila. So Rav Darshans, you have two Talmidei Chachamim who live in the same city and they don't get along in halacha. They don't talk to each other, learning. They don't get halacha. You know what happens? Meskanim Af Umal Moisam. They make the anger jealous, kavayachol, and then it brings it on them. Shenema makna af al oila. The only problem with this pshat is we're in the pasuk to say Talmidei Chacham are not talking to each other. But if anything, it says yagad olav reya. So Rashi has a second pshat, and that fits better in the psukim. And types like this, yagad olav reya means if Talmidei Chacham do talk to each other, they are friendly. Then makna af al oila, it chases away the af. It chases. Rashi says like this: V'yesh garsim v'noichim zel zeh b'halacha meskana ba'af. So Rashi says, "Mishiyagad alav reyah shenoichim zel zeh." They are nice to each other. They learn with each other. Meskana ba'af u'malam eshleim. They chase away the af. That would be the film spirit of our girsa. That's a different girsa because it makes more sense in the pesukim. Amar Shlokish, Ma'idich Siv. What's pshat in the pasuk? It's the same pasuk we had before. We have another pshat. Says, "Mishiyach anachas v'lachash v'in yishu v'halashon." There's no gain to the b'halashon. What does that mean? So Gemara explains like this: La'asid lavai miskavat zayis v'boyes kol achayis etzal hanachash. La'asid lavai all the chayis that come to the nachash. Armula ari dires va'ichel. We understand the line: it needs the food, it catches the food, it bites it and eats it right away. Ze'ev toyre va'ichel. It also bites it and makes it into a treif and brings it back to its place to eat. Ata ma no yesh locha. You have no hanach when you bite someone, you leave him there to die. You get nothing from it. So Amar Lahem, so the Nachash answers back, Ve'en Yisroel L'Baal Lashon, I'm not worse than a Baal Lashon Hara. A Baal Lashon Hara also is the same idea that he says Lashon Hara about someone and then just leaves it there. He gets nothing from it. He has no anah from it. And Rashi explains, La'asa Lavi, we're going to use this exchange to make the Baal Lashon Hara embarrassed because this is no answer to this. What is the gain of a Baal Lashon? What is the gain of a Baal Lashon Hara? And it's even more teeth than that because the Nachash is also the Baal Lashon Hara because he's the one who caused Adam Chava to do Avera with the Lashon with his mouth. He also has a Shaykhis to Lashon Hara as well. Arab Ami, Ein Tfilasa Shal Adam Nishmas Al Ken Meisim Nafshay Bekapai. A person's tefillah is only heard, the tefillah are Meskabel, only if he puts his tefillah in his hands. And what does that mean? Shenema Nisal Avvenu Al Kapayim, puts his heart in his hands, which means that just like his hands are raised to Shemayim, his heart has to be raised to Shemayim Bekavano. And that's the only time it's mekubal your tefillah is only if someone davens bekavana. Frank them are any, it's not true. Va'oikim Shmuel Amar Allah. Shmuel one time said he's sorry, saying a drasha. You got a Targumin to stand next to him and say the drasha. V'darash, you darshan like this. It says in the pasuk, a pasuk of Tehillim, Va'yifatu b'fihem uvelshoinam yichazvu loy v'libam leinachon imoy v'leinamano v'risoy. And his heart wasn't in it. And this drasha is that even though. Even though you didn't dive him properly, kavana. What does the next pasuk say? Vurachu mechapa avon v'lo yashchis. Hashem will still be mechapa avon. Still mekabel tefila. So what do you see? You see from here, even in a case for liban loynachin imay, which means you don't have kavana, still the tefila is mekabel. And here we just said it has to be nisal vein al kapayim. It's a stira. On one hand says you have to have kavana. Other hand says you don't have to have kavana. Mar says not true. Lekasha kam b'yochid kam b'tzibur. Someone davens tefila b'tzibur. It's tefillos on nishmas, even though v'afabishein leiv rashes v'afabishein leiv kulam shalim. Not that perfect kavana. There's a milo of a tzibur that even without the same level of kavana, the tefillos on meskavma. Sheinkin by yochid, what?
Still have to do something.
Yes, masrashi do something. Not leiv shalim, but yochid enel ken libay mechaven. You have to have more kavana. We notice that's one of the milos tefillah of tzibur is that you don't. That the kavanah is not. It says you daven by yourself. You make sure to have much more kavanah because with tzibur there's a gain of a tzibur. Amar Rav Ami, Ein Gesham Yardim Moshul Bali Amana. The rain only falls for the people who are honest. Honest means they keep their word and they don't steal. They Bali Amana, they keep their word. Shneimer says in the pasuk, "Emes me'eretz titzmach, but tzedek mashmayim nishkaf." When do you have rain? Me'eretz titzmach. When you have emes. When you have bali amono. But Omer Rab Ami borek hamagdim bali amono. Look how big the people are trustworthy. Menayim mechulda ubar. There's a story of chulda bar. We'll say the story in a second. If you make the chulda bar edim, this is what happens. Of course, Karish Baruch. What's the story of chulda bar? So Rashi, Taisus, and even more in the Aruch explains the story like this. There was one time this Naira who was on the way to her father's house, all dressed up, and she fell into a bar. She fell into a ditch, and someone walked by, and he looked at the bar, he heard someone screaming, and he told her, "I'll take you out if you agree to marry me." He took her out, and she said, "Yeah, I'll marry you." And they made up, they're going to go have a kedushin soon. He went back home, and they said, "Who's going to be the Edom that we gave each other the word?" There was a chulda, a little weasel there, and the bar. Both of them gave we said, "They're the Edom that I gave you word to her, that you know the man gave the word to the woman that they're going to marry each other." The boy went back home, and he married someone else. He forgot about the whole story. He married someone else. Or the sounds of the Aruch, Yitzhak Takva, he didn't want to wait. He married someone else. And they had a child. And the first child, when the 3 months old, a weasel came and bit the child, and the child died. And she had another child. And a few months later, the child fell into a bar and died. And the wife told the husband, "You know, if it would be regular deaths, I would have to say Tzidik Adin. But such Meshulah Dik Adin, something's going on. Tell me what's going on." And he said, "Yeah, this was a story. I promised someone else I'd marry her." And I said, "The chulda on the bar would be the Edom. Look, and they took care of the story." And they got a get. She got a get. And he went and married the other Naira. And they had lived happily ever after. It says they had a bottom. They got rich also, says Na'aruch. They had a very good life afterwards. What do you see from here? That how important is it to be trustworthy? And even the chulda and the bar, they would aid them. Even they came and made sure that this person was trustworthy. Of course, if you put a Karish Baruch Hu and you say, "A Karish Baruch Hu is my maimon," then of course you have to be careful to keep your word. Omer Rav Yechanan, "Kol matzdik es atzmai melamata." Anyone who's a tzaddik in this world, an interesting thing, matzdiki lav demaila. They are more stark with him lemaila, which means they medakti ma filu b'chut asayra, Rashi says, because a person who's a tzaddik wants to get all his oinchim in this world, this way he gets full oilam haba in the next world. So anyways, matzdiki lav demaila, they deal with him more harshly lemaila. Shenem says in pasuk, "Emes me'eretz titzmach v'tzedek m'shemayim nishkaf," which we're touching like this. It doesn't say tzedakah, it's a tzedek. So someone who's emes me'eretz titzmach, then tzedek mishmayim nishkaf. There'll be din mishmayim. Rav Chiya b'Avraham Rav Huna mahacha different pasuk. Uchi yiresecha evresecha, which is similar to it. You said this: someone who's yiresecha in this world, evresecha, there'll be like anger lemaila to clean him from his averus. Roshlokishon mahacha. The pasuk says, "Pagata es sos va'oisei tzedek bidrachecha yizkerucha hein ata ketzafta v'nechta behem oylam v'nevashaya." And we teach like this, the same type of idea, that it means like this: someone who was pagata sos va'osi tzedek, he was happy to do the right thing. So b'derechecha yizkerucha, they will be masker his drachim lemaila and be medaktik with him, and through that he's going to get a nivashaya, he'll get oilam haba. You know, Hashem will take care of him. Hashem will give him a einish. And he had to kafatzta v'shul shachatanu. He got angry because he did a avera, and then he's gonna get nevashel. He'll get olam haba. Or mishum alevi, call mesameach be yisurim shabam alav. Anyone's happy with the surim that comes on him, maybe yisur leim. Brings a yeshua to the world. Brings yeshuas. Shenema abahem olam v'nevashel. I'll bring yeshuas to the world if he's happy with the surim, because that really cleans him up. V'los lava, he'll have only gan eden. Amr Ashlokesh, my dechsev, it says in the pasuk, va'otzar es ha-shamayim. When the Torah wants to give a lashon of that the skies will have no rain and there'll be a drought, the lashon is va'otzar es ha-shamayim. And the otzar is usually a lashon used with someone who's giving birth, a lady is giving birth and she can't get the baby out. It's called va'otzar. V'shoshamayim netzarim, melahoyer talamotar, doim le'isha, it's similar to isha v'chabelas, that's in labor, v'eni le'ar is not giving birth. And like the Mefarshim explained, it means there's clouds in the skies. They want to give rain, but Hashem's saying, "No, you can't give rain." So it's like they are in middle of labor and they can't give birth. They can't give rain. Behind Domer Shlokas Shem Bakavara, Nemra Atzira Begshamim. It says Lashon Atzira by rain, Nemra Atzira by Eisha. And it says, Loshen Atzira, by a lady. Nemra Atzira Be'isha, where? Shinema. It says in the Pasuk, Ki Otzar, Otzar Hashem Ad Kol Rechem, by Avimelech, that they got an Einish, that Hashem closed up all the orifices, all the holes, all El Rechem, and did Loshen Atzar. Venemra Atzira Be'ksham, so the Otzar Atzmaim. And we'll find a few other things. Nemra Leida Be'isha, we never laid the b'kshama. What are they? Never laid the isha. Obvious. The chsiva ta'ar v'teled bein. We have a lot of times tailored by a isha. We never laid the b'kshama. The chsiva lida v'tzmicha. Talking about the rain. Never pekida b'isha. It says also pekida b'isha. When Hashem remembers the isha, it says pekida. Never pekida b'kshama. Never pekida b'isha. Chsiva Hashem pakad asara. Hashem remembered asara and gave her a baby. We never pekida b'kshama. The chsiva pekata aretz v'tashay keha. Hashem remembered the land and he gave it to drink. Rabbis Tashrena, a lot of Oysher, Peleg Elekim Molimayim. Hashem's bar was full with water, and we'll see what Peleg means in a second. Al Kaponim, you see that the Otzar Sashmayim, when there's drought, there's no rain, it's compared to some Isha who's in labor and can't give labor and can't give birth. What's the significance of that? Zok Rashi, Koloimar, Tap Rashi, Al Kulam Vaksha Rachman. The Mashal explains, just like you have to daven for Isha when she's in labor and giving birth is terrible. How much we daven? The same thing, rain needs the same type of tefillah, and that is why the psukim compare the two to each other.